Brashear will send out Ashley Clarkson, Jesse Hill, Christina Scudder, Chelsea Kopp, and Kimberly Elsey. Elsey has it for the Tigers. Right wing for Hill now. Hill, ball fake, now puts on the floor over across to Elsey on the left side, inside of the left elbow to Clarkson. Now back out to Elsey for three. Off the front iron, rebounded by Woods of Knox County. That was a strong rebound there by Woods. Woods now gives it off to Raymer, who dribbles down the court, and she's going to be fouled. A block called on Hill, I believe,
yeah.
They can't find anybody again. No, and they finally get it in with 4 seconds into Woods, and she turns around and scores a hoop for Knox County.
Nice looking turnaround move.
Elsey has it. Now gives to Hill. Hill back to Elsey inside to Collup on the left block. Collup travels. They don't call it. She gives it now to Clarkson. Clarkson to Hill across to Elsey inside to Collup again. Power dribble up and over the rim. And it falls on the other side, rebounded by Tungate. Tungate now to Raymer. Raymer into the corner for Stout. Stout now back out to Tungate. Tungate, triple threat position, now puts on the floor left side and loses it. Picks it up herself. Gives off to Woods for three. Shot no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. Off of her, it'll be Tiger ball.
Looks like Coach has been working on Collup to take it to the rim some a little bit more. Usually she likes to shoot from that corner out there, trying to make her be a little more aggressive, looks to me like.
Yeah, she's naturally a jump shooter, but they have her working in on the block when Kelsey was out. Now Kelsey's back in, and she has on the left block. Now gets to Clarkson. Clarkson shot up and good from about 8 feet.
Eagles look like they were a little bit asleep when Kelsey got the ball. Did a good job of seeing the open player so that Clarkson could hit that short little jump shot. Here go the Eagles.
Whoa! Raymer drove in from about 10 feet, started her shot, and it floats high and then ran into Elsey.
She took the punishment, didn't she?
No, it was on Scudder. I don't think Scudder was the one up to that, was she?
I don't know.
Unless they called Scudder with an early reach, but that would negate the shot. They count the shot and she'll shoot a free throw. Odd-looking, terrible shot off the backboard, and it didn't hit the rim. It'll be Tiger ball. The Knox County Eagles have some of the worst jump shooters or shot takers I've seen, period.
Ladwig checking in the game for the Tigers. Elsie's going to bring the ball back up, bounce pass up to Hill. Oh, she was trying to get it over to Elsie, saw that Woods was charging, was going to make the steal, and she tried to pull it back and couldn't do that. Eagles get it in to Raymer with the ball up the top of the key. Sends it over to Woods over the right wing. Woods over to Tungate at the top of the key. She squares up and shoots for three, and that's good. Wow. Eagles clawed their way back into this thing. 6 minutes, 5 seconds left in the half. Tigers lead at 16-15. Elsey with the ball off the hill, off to Ladwig. Back in the right corner, back out to Elsey. Gets it in to Ladwig along the right side of the lane. Her shot bounces around, then comes back out. Eagles with the ball. We're going back the other way. Tungate over to the right wing to Raymer. A little bit of a scrum there, but Tungate ends up with it. Back over to Woods. No, that's not Woods. That's Stout.
Stout, the spark plug.
Out to Woods, back to Raymer, and she takes it in the lane. Her shot's no good, but she gets her own rebound, and the putback is good. So now, Eagles with their first lead of the game. The
Tigers need to buckle down on the defensive boards and do something defensively, period. They are having trouble defending Knox County altogether. We'll see what they can do on the offensive side. They get it down, Elsey for three, off the front iron. She's been short on all of her shots, but Emily Lodwig comes in, cleans up the boards, gets the rebound, puts up the shot, and she's fouled by Mallett of Knox County. She'll shoot another free throw. Tigers reclaim the lead 18-17 with 5:06 left to play, second quarter, and Lodwig has a free throw on the way. Pair of dribbles for Lodwig, and she launches it up off the front iron. No good. Rebounded there by Stout. Stout off to Tungate, and Tungate will bring it across for the Eagles. Tungate calls out the set play, gives it to Peters. Peters the ball fake, and now loses his dribble, picks it back up, and they're going to call a foul on Brashear. It looks like both Elsie and Clarkson were there defending, but they weren't touching her. Cheap foul, if you ask me, on that play for Brashear, and it puts Knox County into a 1-1 situation. Sure, it'll be Peters shooting a 1-1 now. Foul was on Elsie. Shot up by Peters is terribly off, and it's rebounded there by Lodwick. The thing about Knox County on the free throws, I don't think they shoot them very well. I haven't seen a good shot from the free throw line yet. They get the ball in the corner for Elsie. She shot, thought about the three, decided not to take the shot, now gets it into Clarkson. Clarkson back out to Elsie. Elsie gets it into Clarkson. Her shot is good off the glass, and she'll shoot a free throw. And that's where she shot the first shot from.
That's a good spot on that high post for her. I think that was on Stout, wasn't it?
Yes, her second. She's going to stay in the game. Clarkson's shot is up and no good. Rebounded there by Peters. Peters now to Noonan. Noonan drives all the way down the court, and the Tigers, again on defense, weren't ready, but fortunately, her shot was a little strong, and she missed it, and the Tigers came up with the rebound.
Yeah, she pulled up a little bit.
She could have drove all the way down for a layup, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Nice looking inbound into Haley Kelsey, and the turnaround jump shot is good. Tigers now with the advantage, 22-17, 4 minutes left in the half. Here comes Tungate. Tungate sends it over the right-hand side to Noonan. Back out to Tungate. Tungate squares up for three. Her shot is way off the mark. And Ladwig comes up with the rebound. She hands it off to Collip. Collip to Elsie. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Takes it over towards the right-hand side. Picks up the dribble. Hands it off to Clarkson. And she's going to be fouled again by Stout, which should be her third this time.
Stout will go sit down, I'm sure.
I don't know if you noticed it, but that the Mallet has three on her as well.
Yeah, I knew she had two. I didn't realize she had her third. Clarkson missed her previous free throw. She's now in a 1-1 situation, and she misses, and it's rebounded by Peters. Peters is a good rebounder for Knox County. She gets the ball off to Noonan. Noonan now, I don't know what she was doing. She turns and flings the ball off to her left side, and she's turning right.
Well, she was wanting to get it into Amanda Woods, I think is what her idea was, but it just wasn't there, and she tried to kind of get control of it again and committed the infraction.
Tigers now have the ball as Connup drives in and shoots, and it has it blocked from about 10 feet, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey shots off the underside of the rim, and it's picked up by Tungate of Knox County. She brings it down, gets it off to Noonan for three, who splashes it. I haven't seen Noonan make a good shot all night, and all of a sudden, she collects from three. Collip has the ball now right in front of us on the left side, and Hill collects it from her. Hill gets it into Kelsey. Kelsey now back out to Hill. Hill with the foot on the three-point stripe. She hits. 24-20 is the score. 2:45 left to play, second quarter. Tungate has it. Tungate on the right side, now back out to Noonan. Noonan thought about going for another three and then decided against it. Now gives it off to Woods. Woods dribbles down the left side and loses it, picks it up herself and gives it to Peters. Peters with a good offensive move to get Clarkson out of the way for a shot, but it's no good and rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey takes it down the right side and she's going to be pushed. Pushed by Noonan. Both teams have eight fouls now.
That's the first on Noonan. But Kelsey will go to the line with the bonus situation. We'll see what she can do. I think she must have got that nail worked out of her foot. She seems to be getting along just fine now.
I'd say it's definitely out. She got the first one to go. Earns her a second one. Tigers 25-20. Second shot's on its way, and barely hits the iron, rebounded by Peters. Peters to Wood, back to Noonan, now to Tungate. Tungate top the key, working against Elsie. Elsie pokes it away, and now, as Tungate was trying to recollect it, Elsie poked in again, and this time she's whistled for the foul. First second, I believe.
Whenever you can hear that slap of the arm, that's never a good sign. second foul on Elsie.
Another missed free throw for Knox County, but they get their own rebound. Woods gets it inside to Peters, that was Palmer, who threw up a bad shot. Now rebounded by Collip. Collip to Hill on the left side. Hill inside to Kelsey. Kelsey wide open. She traveled. She couldn't get her feet set, and that cost the Tigers another turnover with 1:57 left to play in the second quarter. It's 25-20, and Knox County wants a timeout.
I don't think she could believe how wide open it was to the basket, and she was thinking about getting there and shooting before she had the ball on the floor.
Yeah, she peeled off the inside and came out over on the left side about 10 feet away from the basket and caught the ball, and there was nobody between her and the basket. She was getting ready to go in. I don't know if she had dunks on her mind or what, but she moved the feet a little too much and got called with the travel. And the Tigers really fortunate to be up 25-20. If Knox County could hit half of their open shots that they have, they would be winning this thing.
All right, with 1:57 left in the half, Tigers lead at 25-20. And Tungate brings it across, hands it off over to Palmer. Back to Tungate. Around the horn to Woods on the left-hand side. Woods back to Noonan up the top of the key around to Peters' right wing. Peters sends it back to Noonan. She thinks about shooting for three. Sends it back around to Tungate over the right wing. They kick it back to the right corner. Back at the Peters, the right wing. Back to Woods, top of the key. Back to, that's Palmer. I can't remember who that is. Back to Woods at the top of the key. They're trying to get it inside and haven't found the opportunity yet. They kick it back out to Tungate, and she walks with it. No, I take that back. That was Palmer.
Palmer was wanting to go for the ball fake and go around Kelsey, and she had the feet running before she dribbled.
Eagles are missing Mallet on the inside. You can see that. Woods. Oh, nice little pick and roll to Haley Kelsey. Shots no good, but Ladwick had it for a second. I think Kimberly Elsie knocked it out of her hands. Scrum on the floor. And they're going to call all the things they could have called. They call an over and a back call on Palmer. She was straddled the line when she had the ball.
I got to think that's a cheap call there for Knox County. Tigers are going to be the beneficiaries of it. They have the ball for the last 50 seconds. Elsie has it now to Hill, top the key with 45. Hill puts on the floor left side for Elsie. Elsie goes around a screen by Kelsey, now gives it inside to Kelsey, and Kelsey's being pushed all the way down the lane. That'll be a foul. One and one opportunity for Kelsey, and there's nine fouls on each team. If there's any more fouls in this quarter, it's going to be two free throws.
Second foul on Peters. Peters is not somebody you'd want to get in foul trouble for Knox County, because she's probably the best player they've got on the floor right now.
She can really rebound, and she, as I say that, she botched the rebound, and Collip came up with it, and then threw a bad pass, and it's picked up by Tungate, and Lodwig were fighting for it. It would be a jump ball, and Knox County has the arrow. Tungate looking to get it in bounds, shakes her head as nobody was open, and Elsie flies in and knocks a pass out of bounds. Knox County will have to take it out of bounds again. 32.6 seconds left in the second quarter. It's 25-20 in favor of the Tigers. Knox County having trouble getting it in. Finally throws it in to Peters as Tungate. Peters takes it all the way down the left side. Over around the back pass. And it's picked off by Kelsey. And Kelsey gives it to Elsie with 22 seconds. Elsie finds a wide open Lodwig, who misses a two-footer. It's rebounded there by Palmer. And Lodwig promptly fouls her out of complete frustration of missing a two-foot shot. Palmer will shoot two free throws. I can't believe we missed that two-foot shot. We had her wide open. I can't believe they tried that around the back pass either. It was more of around the hedge pass. But oh, that was crazy.
Tyler is in disbelief. What are they doing there? Somebody must have stepped in the lane. They're going to let her shoot it again.
No, it was two shots. We have 10 fouls.
That's right. Couldn't figure out what was going
have
on.
Have they hit a free throw all night? I bet they shot upwards of 10. I know. I don't think they've hit a one. They continue the miss, and that one doesn't even hit the rim.
And that's the second or third of one of those not hit the rim.
They've had two or three air balls. Tigers ball with the last 17 seconds. Kelsey inbound. Finds a wide open. Elsie running all the way down the court. Her shot is no good as Noonan finally caught up with her and fouled her. Great play there by the Tigers as Elsie came scorching down the court and Kelsey with the baseball pass found her.
Tigers with their best imitation of Boise State.
Yeah. They needed to run the old hook and ladder and it probably would have worked. First shot by Elsie's good. 26-20.
The real Statue of Liberty play.
Statue of Liberty play. That works, too. Elsie's second shot is good. 27-20. 14.2 seconds left for Knox County to come back in the first half. They get it down to 10 gate on the left side with 8. She dribbles into the lane. It passes into Woods. Woods and Lodwig were tied up with it. It's jump ball and possession is Brashear. Brashear will have almost 6 seconds to try and get a shot off. They get it into Elsie. Nobody's really guarding her. Elsie's going all the way down the court. Now Noonan picks it up, and she fouls her. She fouls her, but they don't call it. I don't think it was a clean block there by Noonan. Or maybe it was. It was the way Elsie was acting when she came off. It was just a bad shot, and Noonan was able to slap it down.
In any event, at the half, the Tigers lead at 27-20. The clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few.
Well, we're back getting ready to start the second half. First, I have stats for you. For Knox County, leading scorer was Lori Peters with 6. Keisha Tungate had 5. Morgan Noonan had 3. Tessa Raymer had 4. And Amanda Woods had 2. And for the Tigers, Kimberly Elsie had 8. Haley Kelsey had 7. Ashley Clarkson and Jesse Hill each had 4. And Chelsea Cobb had 2. Knox County starts off with the ball. Tungate has it top the key, gets it left wing for Raymer. Raymer drills a 18-footer for 2 points, 27-22 now in favor of the Tigers, 7:36 left to play, third quarter action. Elsie has it top the key, gets it in the hill. Hill works it inside to Clarkson, and Clarkson's pushed by Mallett. That'll be her fourth. And they sat her for most of the second quarter because she picked up an early 3 fouls. And first thing out in the second half, she gets her fourth. They get set to bring in a replacement. Stout will come in for her as soon as there's a break in the action. Meanwhile, Hill has it at the top of the key, working on the right elbow now. Gets it into Collip. Collip back out to Hill. Hill across down to the left side for Kelsey. Kelsey, bad pass, picked off by Woods. Woods to Tungate up the right side. Tungate might have walked with it, but they didn't call it. She gets it into Woods. Woods shot no good. Rebounded by Peters, and Peters double dribble. Peters is their main rebounder. I don't know how many she has, but I'm guessing it's close to double figures. Elsie inside the, or Kelsey inside to Elsie now. Elsie to Hill. Hill throws it behind Clarkson, but she comes up with it anyway. Ball fake now to Kelsey. Kelsey top the key for a call-up across to Elsie. Elsie inside to Hill, poked away and picked up by Raymer. But Hill slides her hands on it. It'll be a jump ball, and possession arrow says it'll stay with the Tigers.
And I see Mr. Scudder got a good picture of the Jesse Hill on the floor on her back.
I think that's pretty easy to do. She spends a lot of time on the floor. Off of a missed shot there by Kelsey, it'll be another jump ball, and this one goes to Knox County.
Another easy shot missed by the Tigers. It was inbounded to Haley Kelsey, and she was just right there. Just needed to put it in.
Right wing for Peters. Peters ball fake now to Woods. Woods ball fake. That was Raymer. Now across to Stout. Stout on the left wing, now top of the key for Tungate. Tungate to, was that Woods?
No,
Raymer. Raymer
was
driving, and she was fouled by Brashear.
She's either going to get fouled or she's going to fall down, one of the two.
But she did both, and the foul was on Jesse Hill. And now they have trouble getting it in. Peters, quick pass back to Raymer, and her shot falls from about 12 feet. That was a nice play to get it right inside to Peters, and Peters flips it back to her. It was almost a Statue of Liberty play, John. They work it into the corner to Ashley Clarkson, who gives it all the way across the baseline to Chelsea Collin from 15. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey right wing now to Hill. Hill puts on the floor. Pulls up from 8 feet. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hill again, and this time she misses another one. This one was closer, though. And finally, Raymer comes away with the rebound and gives it to Tungate. Tungate right wing for Peters. Peters, ball above the head. Now puts on the floor. Might have walked with it. Good pass out to Raymer. Raymer shot off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Woods. Woods shot up from 12 feet off the front of the rim. Off the backboard. No good. Picked up by Stout. Stout shot no good. Rebounded by Stout and Kelsey. Both got their hands on it. And jump ball goes to the Tigers. Tigers just cannot rebound here.
Well, not only that, but neither one of these teams can hit the broadside of a barn tonight.
No. They're both shooting rather poor. Elsie has it, gives it to Hill, now back out to Elsie. Elsie to Collip. Collip with a swooping motion with the basketball, as that's her forte always with the basketball. She pulls one of those swoops around. Now gives it to Hill. Hill inside to Clarkson, working on the right baseline. Now back out to Collip, to Elsie, to Hill. Hill pulls up with a foot on the line and shots no good from the three-point territory. Rebounded by Elsie as she tiptoed around the baseline. Now picked up by Clarkson on the miss. Clarkson being pestered there by Raymer, and she gives it off to Elsie. Elsie shot no good, and it's rebounded by Raymer, Kelsey, Tungate, and Elsie were all flirting with it, and they all kind of fell on it then, and it'll be a jump ball.
So with 4:43 left in the third, Tigers with a slim margin, 27-24. The Tigers could just get some of their shots to fall.
Or either team. Either team could have a huge lead here if either one of them could hit half of the shots they take. I bet both shooting percentages are around 20%.
Kimberly Elsie is usually a pretty reliable shooter out there around the ring. She doesn't seem to be able to hit anything tonight either. I don't know what's wrong with these girls.
All of her shots from three-point land are coming up just a bit short. The ball is inbounded from Knox County into Woods. Woods gives it back to Peters, and Peters now to Tungate to set up the offense for Knox County. They get it right side for Raymer. Raymer triples that position, now passes back to Tungate. Tungate to Peters. Peters looking to work it into Woods. Now gives it up to Stout. Stout inside the Woods. It's picked up by Hill. Hill with a nice defensive play to come up with the ball. Hill brings it up for the Tigers, works it in on the free throw line. The Clarkson, Clarkson back out to Hill. Hill now gives it into the left elbow for Elsie. Now back out to Hill. Hill's going to drive down the right side of the lane. Now flipping off to Kelsey. Kelsey clear out to Elsie. Elsie was open for the three, decided not to take it. Now drives into the lane, and she gets the shot and the foul, which is just as good as the three.
Probably good decision-making by Elsie. They sent a bit to her out there at the free throw line, but her shots haven't been falling, so she drives it in, does the wise thing, gets the shot and the foul.
It was an odd-looking shot that she took. She was kind of hunched over and flipped it up, but got it to go. Free throw is up and in as well. It's 30-24. Tigers have opened up a six-point lead with 4:06 left to play in the third quarter. Tungate working on the right side. Goes across the timeline and by some defenders, but now gives it off to Raymer, who misses a three. She has a lot of air under her shots, and they all seem to fall out. Conlop has it now and brings up the left side for the Tigers. All the way to the left baseline, throws up a six-footer shot, no good. Rebounded there by Peters. Peters is always rebounding. She's the best rebounder on the floor at this point, I'd say.
Yeah, and she was ready to go the distance, too. You could just see that look in her eye, and it was kicked out of, knocked out of bounds, knocked out of her hands by, I'm not sure if that, I think it may have been Collip, but there would have been a tangle at the other end, I think. Timeout on the floor. I'm not sure. Did we call it or did they?
I believe it was Knox County.
Yeah, it would have had to have been because they had the possession of the ball. 3:43 left in the third. Tigers lead it 30-24.
Knox County ball. Both are very late to break the huddle. And Knox County gets it. They break the huddle first. Ball handed off. They inbound to Tungate. Tungate with 3:40 left to play in the third quarter. Sets up the offense right wing for Palmer. Palmer, triple threat position. Now gives it off to Noonan. Noonan across to Tungate at the top of the key. Launches a three off the side of the rim, and it's no good. Rebounded by Woods. Woods turns around from 6 feet. Shot no good. Now picked up by Peters. And Kelsey got her hands on it. It's a jump ball. Kelsey could have been called for over the back there. She reached completely over Peters to get her hands on it. Got the benefit, though, and Tigers have the ball. Hill with a nice spin move on Noonan. Noonan recovers, and then Hill makes a terrible pass to Elsie's. Woods stepped right in front of it and was going to take a length of the court for the layup, but was fouled by Elsie. It almost reminded me of that Boise State game last night where the quarterback threw it. He was going to throw it to his wide receiver, but instead Oklahoma stepped in front and took it to the length of the court, except this time Woods wasn't able to do it as Elsie fouled her. Elsie's third foul of the game. Knox County has it now. Woods on the right side gives it to Noonan. Noonan now left elbow for Palmer. Palmer's shot, I believe it was maybe tipped by Kelsey, and it comes up short, rebounded by Clarkson. Clarkson throws a bounce pass to Elsie, and Elsie's off on the right side. Now up to Kelsey. Kelsey from just inside the arc launches an air ball rebounded by Collip. Collip's shot is no good, and they're going to get a foul, though, on Tungate. He's going to wave the shot off anyway. Oh, he's going to say it was on the floor, I guess. Collip was expecting to shoot free throws, and now there's some confusion, and they decide it's going to be an inbound play. They get it into Kelsey, now back out to Elsie for three. Oh, she misses another one, rebounded by Woods. Woods gives it out to Palmer. Palmer has Peters. Peters off the left block. Shot no good. Gets on rebound. Puts it up and in. Just padding the stats, John.
Yeah, and you know, you can see Elsie not wanting to get too close down there. She's pretty close to being in foul trouble.
She has three, and she gets the ball into Hill now. Hill from 12 feet off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by, there's a scrum point, and it'll be another jump ball. How many jump balls have we had tonight?
Too many.
This one's Knox County's ball. Some full court pressure now by Brashear. They get it into Noonan. Noonan now across to Raymer. Raymer top the key. Back to Noonan. Noonan looks in now top the key for Palmer. Palmer was open from three. She decided not to launch. Raymer does from three, and it's a complete air ball, and it'll be Tiger ball now. There,
that had to be 10 feet away from the iron.
They have launched some of the worst shots I've seen in a long time. But Bashir's shot equally as poor. Sometimes they just both can't throw the ball into the ocean. Clarkson gets it across to the right side for Elzu, who works in Kelsey, and Kelsey's able to put it up and in from 4 feet. 32-26, Tigers lead at 1:30 left to play third quarter. Knox County working on the press of Rashir, and it slammed around. People are running into each other, and Clarkson finally comes up with it, and she slid into there by
Palmer.
Palmer, yes. Boy, that was some crazy action there. At one point, Knox County was going, and then they immediately turned it over to Rashir, and then it went back to Knox County, and finally Rashir got it and was fouled by Knox County. but they'll have the ball out of bounds, and they get it into Elzy. Elzy, top the key, left wing for Connop. Connop works it on the left baseline, flips up a shot, and they're going to call a charge on her.
Yep.
Connop, you said she's wanted it, that you wanted her to attack the basket, and she's finally doing it, and now she's doing it a little too aggressively. Knox County ball. Palmer looks to inbounds. Tigers doing a good job of pressuring. They get it into Stout. Stout hands it off to Noonan, and Noonan gives it back to Stout. Stout now to Noonan again, and Noonan will set up the offense. Noonan working, now gives it the left side for Raymer. Raymer, who was open for three, decided not to shoot one after her last 10-foot miss. And Stout probably double dribbles. They don't call it, and she gets it into Woods, who puts it up and in. 32-28. Tigers lead it with 50 seconds left to play third quarter. Elzy has it. Now Hill will take it. Hill's going to dribble into the lane. Now flip it across to Kopp. Kopp holds above her head. Pestered there by Palmer. Kopp gets it into Kelsey. Now out to Hill. Just inside the arc. Shot not good. Rebounded by Noonan. Noonan now gets it off to Raymer. Raymer across to Noonan. Noonan's going to launch a three. In and out, rebounded by Kelsey, who kind of comes down awkwardly. And who is she pushed by? Raymer came in and pushed her. I was afraid Kelsey may be injured there. She kind of landed funny on her. Her knees were buckled inside of her body on that one.
That should be, I think, this is, they're saying that's the first one on her? I thought she already had one.
Raymer?
Right. 20 seconds left in the third. Hill has it for the Tigers over on the right-hand side. A little misdirection move then. Sends it back to Elzy at the right corner. Holds it to Hill. Back to Elzy. Into Clarkson along the lane. Her shot rattles around and goes in. 2 seconds left. Time expires at the end of three. Tigers lead it 34-28. What do you expect in this last fourth period of play?
Probably a lot more full-court press. Neither team has really done it too consistently so far, but with a tight game, I suspect both teams will be coming out and running the full-court press. I don't know that I've seen Knox County run one all night. Brashear's done it a couple of times. And I hate to say it, but probably a lot more terrible shots is the way things have gone so far anyway.
Well, if either one of these teams could start hitting consistently, they'd run away with this game.
Yep. Pretty ugly game, really, so far. Tigers are winning. I don't know if that means they're the ugly champ or what, but they're winning the game. It'll be whose ball to start the fourth quarter?
I don't know, but ugly and girls is not a word you need to use in the same sentence.
As long as they don't hear about it, I guess I'm okay. It's going to be Brashear ball first. Hill has it at the top of the key. And she's pestered there by Noonan. Noonan is a good defender. They run the old Statue of Liberty play around the side. And it's back to Hill from Elzy. Now to Elzy again. Elzy gives it inside to Clarkson. Clarkson almost loses it. Now to Hill. Hill's going to drive baseline. Pulls up from 4 feet, and it's just a little too soft. Rebounded by Elzy. Elzy dribbles in, throws up an odd-looking shot, and it falls somehow.
Kind of a floater. Noonan brings it back the other way. Noonan hands it off to Tungate. Tungate up the top of the key. Into Woods, right at the free throw line. Her shot up off the glass is no good. Eagles with the rebound, and she walks with it. I think, who was that? Was that Stout?
Yes, I believe Stout had another turnover.
Madam Excitement.
She hasn't really done much the second half.
All right, Elsie's going to bring the ball back the other way. Eagles fall back in their defense. Bounce pass over to Hill. Hill brings it up top, guarded by Noonan. And they're going to say that Hill carries it. She has a real tendency to do that. Whenever she makes her cuts, it almost always looks like it's a little bit of a carry. But she almost always gets a call once in the game for that.
It's a lot easier to move with the ball if you're carrying it than having to dribble it.
Oh, what a pass there by Stout. She was about 2 feet off the ground, laying parallel with it, and flips it out to Raymer, and now they end up throwing it out of bounds. Last touch by Brashear, but that was a great pass there by Stout before she hits the ground.
Now it's inbounded to Noonan. Drawing the blank, not a Tungate. Tungate left wing for Palmer. Palmer to Noonan, who comes around unguarded. And she thought about the three and decided not to. They're going to inbound it, or they're going to try to throw it inside to Woods, and it's poked away, picked up by Clarkson, who hands off to Elsie. Elsie now to Hill.
Yeah, that was all caused by Scudder, who got a hand on it and tipped it up over the Eagle and right into the hand.
Elsie tried to pick up the dribble and stop, but her momentum carried her to drag the foot, and it'll be a turnover for the Tigers.
Don't often see her do that.
6:10 left to play in the fourth quarter. Knox County has the ball. They get it inside to Woods, who misses a crazy shot and a nice save there by Stout. It was an air ball, and Stout runs in and picks it up and throws it back as she's going out of bounds. But the Tigers come up with it and take it down the right side for Hill. Hill has it now and throws it to Elsie, and Elsie was looking up or doing something before she caught the ball, and it hit her in the hands and then went out of bounds.
Collip checking in the game for the Tigers. She's going to replace Hill. Ludwig coming out. Who else came in?
Kelsey checked in for Ludwig.
Mallet with the ball. She's obviously not used to dribbling it. She got rid of it pretty quick.
She looked confused with it.
Tungate sends it around the right-hand side to... Who is that? Who was it that shot that?
Palmer.
Palmer, who's missed. Tigers come up with a rebound. Hill guarded by Noonan up to Haley Kelsey at the baseline. She picks up the dribble, passes it off to Elsie. Elsie sends it back up top to Collip. Collip is double-teamed. Back to Clarkson. Clarkson's shot is well short. Eagles come up with the ball. We're going back the other way. Palmer has it, hands it off to Tungate. Tungate brings it across the timeline, sends it over the right-hand side to Palmer. Palmer back to Tungate. Tungate tries to take it in, sends it over to Raymer on the left-hand side, and I can't see what's happening.
Tungate has it. She brings it up the top key, now right wing for Woods, and Woods decides to launch. That was Palmer, excuse me. Palmer decides to launch, and it's rebounded there by Raymer, who put it up and in.
I tell you, Palmer is not afraid to shoot no matter who's in her face.
Yeah, she'll just launch it. Elsie has it now with 4:30 left to play in the fourth quarter. She gets it into Scudder on the right elbow. Scudder turns, faces the basket, and throws it right into the hands of Tungate. Tungate up the right side, head up, and she makes a nice pass, but Woods didn't go where she expected her to go, and it goes out of bounds off of Tungate. Brashear ball now, 4:26 left to play fourth quarter, 36-30. Tigers lead it, and they have possession. Kimberly Elsie will bring it up for the Tigers. She's going to be picked up there by Raymer. Elsie picks up a dribble, now gives it to Collip. Collip around a Ludwig screen inside to Kelsey. Kelsey at the free throw line, now out to on the left side for Elsie. She drives in and throws it up off the glass.
I tell you, that's the first looking shot where she took it in, where she really looked comfortable and like it was a good shot, you know?
Well, she'd hit several of them, but you're right. She didn't really look like she wanted to shoot it. She was just kind of forced to. Tungate has it now, and she somehow takes it through three defenders and flips it up. It's no good, but it was impressive just to get the shot off at that point. Tigers pick it up and get it all the way down for Collip, who has her shot roll around the rim, picked up by Scudder. Scudder puts it up and in and was fouled doing so. It'll be 40-30. Tigers lead with 3:37 left to play, awaiting a Scudder free throw. No. They're going to say the shot counts, and the foul was after the shot. So
you know, maybe that's
ball.
What that was before.
That's what I'm thinking. They fouled her after the shot had already taken place. We finally got an explanation this time, though.
So with 3:37 left in the game, Tigers ahead by a dime. I think this is their biggest lead that they've had during the entire game tonight, 40-30.
I think you're right. Here we go. It'll be Tiger ball. 3:37 left to play, fourth quarter. They lead by 10. They inbound to Collip. Collip takes it around the horn to the left side now to Hill, top the key. Hill puts on the floor. Now guarded closely by Raymer. Gives it to Collip. Collip on the left side trying to burn clock. They get it over to Kelsey. She has it stolen by Woods. Woods is going to run the length of the court up the left side. Shot is no good. Rebounded there by Kelsey. She was kind of out of the play, just standing there waiting for it to come down the ball to it. It got tipped to her, and she grabbed it. 3:05 left to play now. Tigers have it on the right side. Clarkson dribbles in. Her shot as she's falling down is no good, and it's picked up there by Scudder. And I think they're going to get Mallett maybe with their fifth foul.
No.
Oh, they're going to say
Tungate.
Tungate fouled her.
But we're one-on-one now, so Scudder will go to the line.
17 foul on Knox County, only three on Brashear. Scudder is a free throw machine. She hits her first.
Elsie coming back in for Clarkson. 3 minutes left in the game. Scudder's second shot is nothing but net. So we're up by a dozen now, Tyler.
We'll see if Knox County can orchestrate some kind of comeback. Tungay with the ball fake now, flips it out to Peters. Peters' shot is blocked. No, she wasn't blocked. She was fouled, and they're going to either get Collip or Kelsey. They were both there. They're going to say Collip did it.
That was a good-looking ball fake and move towards the basket. Completely faked out, Collip.
Peter's shot is completely off. You know, I looked at the book. I think they'd hit one free throw. And I don't think they've hit one this half. This may be their first attempt. They miss another one completely off. It doesn't touch the rim.
That first one was on the right side, and the second one was on the left side.
I do not understand how you're in high school basketball and cannot touch the rim on a free throw. Elsie has it for the Tigers. The ball is tipped on a pass to Kelsey. Kelsey gets it, though, and now gives it to Collip. Collip on the left side. Fouled by Peters. It'll be 1-1 opportunity. You can see the frustration on the faces of Knox County now.
Third foul on Peters. Collip will do the line. I don't see her at the line very often. We'll see how good a free throw shooter she is.
Good enough to hit the first one.
Good enough to hit the rim and more.
Actually, I don't think she was good enough to hit the rim the first time. I don't think it touched it. Nothing but net. Second one does touch the rim, but it goes down too. 44-30, Tigers lead it. Left wing for Peters. Peters working inside to Mallett, who hasn't been a really big part of the game as she's been on the bench most of the game with foul trouble. The shot is missed, rebounded by Scudder, and then Elsie tries to get across the court, is going to be called for carrying. They're really starting to buckle down on the college and professional level on that carrying, so high school might as well do the same.
Jesse Hill may be in trouble then.
Peters to inbound, throws it to Woods. Woods going to work inside the lane, shot is no good, and it's going to be over the back on Scudder. As Peters was set for the rebound. That's a 15th foul on Brashear. That'll be Scudder's third foul.
Woods could be a pretty good little ball player. I mean, she's got good height and could make, if she had a good shot, she could do a lot of damage.
The ball is attempted to be inbounded to Mallett, and then it's kicked out of bounds by either Elsie or Scudder as they both collapsed on her. Peters set to inbound again, throws a deep pass out to Raymer. Raymer, top the key, gets it into Woods on the right elbow, now to Noonan. Noonan for three, yes! I don't understand how their shots look terrible inside the arc, but somehow when they get outside, it just all clicks, and they get in the fall. 44-33, Tigers lead by 11 with 2 minutes left to play fourth quarter. Hill, right wing for Elsie. Elsie wide open, not really wanting to shoot. And she goes baseline and was fouled by Mallett, and that will be her
she's dead.
Fifth.
like we got Palmer coming back in the game for Mallett.
I don't think Mallett scored the whole evening.
Elsie's first shot's good. That's nine fouls on the Eagles and five on the Tigers.
Double bonus the rest of the way.
Collip checking in the game for Kelsey. Elsie's second shot is good. Peters will inbound it to a waiting Raymer. Raymer brings it across the timeline, the top of the key, sends it across to Noonan. Noonan gets it into Peters in the paint. She has kind of a funny spin move, but that ball goes in. I don't understand how those balls go in, because those are the most awkward off-balance shots I've ever seen. Tigers get it to Hill, who brings it across the timeline to Elsie. Elsie guarded by Raymer to Collip over at the left-hand side. 1:25 left. Collip guarded by Peters. Collip thought about taking the baseline all the way in, sends it back out to Collip. Collip Jr. Elsie takes it in the lane, kicks it off to Collip, and she's going to be fouled. That's Ashley Collip, and she's going to be fouled by Palmer. That's a second on Palmer. And Ashley Collip will get a shoot two. 1:11 left in the game. Caroline Slavin getting ready to check in for her first action of the night.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say the Tigers are going to go home with this victory, leading 46-35. That's an 11-point lead, and there is exactly 1 minute and 11 seconds left on the clock.
Well, they won't have to go far to go home with a lead.
No, that's true.
So with 1:11, 46-35, in tonight's first matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Knox County Eagles. Our first game of 2007.
That's right. You have any big New Year's resolutions, John?
Nothing that I could broadcast on the air.
That may be a wise decision then. All right, Collip set to shoot a pair of free throws. Ashley Collip, that is, the younger of the Collip sisters. Her shot is up and hits all sides of the rim and finally goes down. 47-35 now, Tigers lead it. Second shot up and off the front of the rim, gets her own rebound. Oh, and then she loses it. Picked up there by Raymer. Raymer all the way, and she's going to be fouled on the other side by Elsie, I think, came up and fouled her. Yes, Elsie with the foul.
That's probably fourth on her.
Just
yeah.
Four. Raymer looks to inbound. She can't find anybody. Now gets it inside to Stout. Stout up and in. She's a fan favorite. Look at everybody cheer. Hill sets it down. Gives it off to Elsie. Elsie now to Collip with 57 seconds. Back to Elsie. Elsie up the court to Collip. Ashley, that is. Now to Caroline Slavin. Slavin tries to pass it in to Collip, and it's picked off by Stout. But Stout was on the line. It'll be a turnover. It'll be a turnover by Slavin, and then an immediate turnover by Stout. And it'll be Rashear ball from underneath their own basket as Clarkson comes in for Chelsea Collip. And immediately there's a timeout by the Tigers. 50.5 seconds left to play in the game. Tigers lead at 47-37. I'm sure the Tigers are drawing up ways to keep the basketball in their own possession and avoid being fouled. Just run the last 50 seconds off the clock in order to ice the victory. The buzzer rings and both teams are still in the huddle. And finally, the Tigers come out, set to inbound. Kimberly Elsie will take it out for the Tigers. She's going to be guarded by Duden. Elsie slaps the ball and now throws in the Hill. Hill back to Elsie on the right elbow. And on the right wing, now works it into the right block for Clarkson, back out to hit, to Elsie. Elsie decides to launch a three instead of icing the game. She throws up a three, and this one finally drops. I think it's her first of the night. Top the key now for Raymer. Raymer right wing for Noonan. Noonan inside to Stout. Stout shot off to the glass is no good. Rebounded by Peters. Peters has her shot go out, and it's poked away, and Ashley Carp was sliding around on those knee pads and slid out of bounds when she had the ball. It'll be a turnover, and it'll be Knox County's ball. Ball is going to be inbounded by Palmer, poked out of bounds now by Hill. Nice play. 15.9 seconds left to play here in the game. Tigers with a 13-point advantage. Did they not count that three, Sean? Or yeah, they did. That put them up 13. Noonan now comes down and launches a three. Oh, nothing but net. Noonan can absolutely launch that three ball. She's money behind the line, and the ball is poked by Noonan on the inbounds pass from Clarkson, and it seemed like it went out of bounds off of Noonan, but instead they're going to say a Bashir player touched the last. So it'll be Knox County ball.
4 seconds left in the game.
Red ball now. Unless there's a 10-point shot, the Tigers' lead is pretty safe. They're lined up right in front of the inbounder, and it's sent in by Palmer. Now to Noonan. Noonan's going to launch. Oh, that three was about 10 feet short. And the Tigers are going to take the victory 50-40. We'll get set for the boys' game now as we'll see if the Tigers can repeat on the boys' side.
So the clock has been reset for 12 minutes, and we'll be back then for tonight's boys' action. Stay with us. John Slavin joined by Tyler Killen.
We're just about set to start the second half of the doubleheader. It'll be the boys' game now. Starting for the Knox County Eagles is Zach Parrish, number 11. He's a junior. Number 13, Corey Schultz, also a junior. Number 21, Daniel McMahon, a junior as well. Number 51, Ethan Husted, also a junior. And number 55, Dennis Dent, a sophomore. And for the Tigers, it'll be sophomore Justin Hazen, freshman Matt Thomas, sophomore Ryan Ferdig, sophomore Kylie Watson, and junior Cale Watson. Din will jump off for Knox County, and for the Tigers, it'll be Cale Watson. And I think we have a special guest here for the boys' game. Who we got out here? Who are you?
Hey, I'm Jay Scudder.
All right. Jay, you ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go. Dent gets the tip. Knox County recovers. It's going to be Parrish with the ball. Gives it off to Schultz. Schultz has it now on the right wing. Gets it inside to Husted. Husted back to Schultz. Schultz with an acrobatic shot, but it's no good. Picked up by Cale Watson. Watson, power pass over to Justin Hazen off the floor. And he's going to set up the offense for the Tigers. Gets a left wing for Thomas. Thomas ball fake now top to keep for Cale Watson. Cale Watson now right side for Justin Hazen. Almost fumbles it off his fingers but recovers. Now to Matt Thomas, left wing for Cale Watson. Puts on the floor and now gives it back out to Thomas. Thomas for three. Yes! Excuse me, that was Justin Hazen, wasn't it? Hazen makes the three-pointer early. 7:10 left to play. First quarter action. We've just got our toes into the water now. Houston has it on the right wing. Gets it inside to Dent. Dent finds Schultz. Schultz out to Parrish. Parrish working inside. Yes! Gets the roll. Hazen has it now atop the key. Puts it on the floor right side. Some fancy in-between dribbling. In between his legs dribbling. Ryan Furtick has it on the right side. Now back out to Hazen. Hazen inside to Cale Watson. Cale Watson down the left side of the lane. Blocked by Dent. Dent pokes at it a couple more times before Justin Hazen recovers it. And now Matt Thomas' shot is blocked by Corey Schultz. So a lot of blocks early on here for Knox County. Tigers, I don't think, have had but one shot get close to the rim, and that was Hazen's three. Now they're working inside with Knox County's working it inside. Houston, who misses the shot, rebounded by Matt Thomas, gets it out to Cale Watson. Watson has it top the key. Dribbles between his legs, has it left side now for Matt Thomas. Thomas hands off to Kyler Watson, who's having trouble getting rid of it now, flips it out to Justin Hazen, top the key. Hazen's pass to Matt Thomas is deflected out of bounds by Houston. Jay, what do you see early on?
Well, Hazen's been shooting pretty good from the perimeter in these last couple of games, so I'd say that three won't be the only one in this game.
Now Cale Watson launches from just inside the arc, and it's no good. Rebounded by Schultz. Schultz now to Parrish, up the right side of the court. Hands off inside to McMahon. McMahon gives it back to Parrish, now to Houston. Houston gives it to Schultz. Schultz, right-handed only shot, is good as it floats in front of the backboard as he shot it from behind the backboard. It's an impressive-looking play. 4-3, Tigers find themselves behind with 5:20 left to play first quarter. Ryan Furtick, turnaround jumper from 10 feet is no good. He gets his own rebound, travels, they don't call it. Now Cale Watson comes up with the board, gives it back out to Furtick, now top to key for Hazen. Hazen over to Thomas, now to Kylie Watson, and Kylie Watson's pass is picked off by Dent. Dent gives it off to McMahon, who misses the layup, and McMahon was standing on the line as Cale Watson tried to come up with the rebound. It went back into McMahon's hand, but it would be a turnover as he was standing on the line. Tiger ball now, 5 minutes left to go, first quarter. Hazen brings it up the court at a pretty rapid pace, gives it off to Matt Thomas on the left elbow. Now to Cale Watson, top of the key, inside to Kylie Watson, turnaround shot, good. Watson had to launch from only about 2 feet away from the basket. He got it to go. Tigers lead it 5-4. 4:40 left to play, first quarter. Parrish has it now for Knox County, right wing for Houston. Into the corner for Parrish, back to McMahon. McMahon ball fake now inside to Houston. Houston, nice defense there by Furtick that makes Houston stop and give it back out to Parrish. Now inside to Dent. Dent muscling his way, throws it back out to Parrish. Parrish with a nice corralling of the ball before it goes out of bounds. He goes in for the floater, and it falls for him. Knox County now takes the lead, 6-5. 4:11 left to play, first quarter. Cale Watson has it on the right wing working. Now gives it off to his brother, Kylie, in the right corner. Watson brings it down. Now gives it inside to Ryan Furtick from about 6 feet, and it falls. 7-6, Tigers have the lead now. 3:50 left to play, first quarter. Top the key for Houston. He thought about the three. Now goes into the lane. His shot is up and off the glass. Good. 8-7. Boy, it's a back and forth. It's like a tennis match. Justin Hazen has it top the key. Right wing for Cale Watson. Working on his defender, McMahon. Now to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson almost carries the ball. Now gets it into Justin Hazen. Now to Furtick. Furtick got to Thomas for three. Air ball rebounded by Kylie Watson. Heads up rebound there by Watson. Now to Ryan Furtick, who shot from 12 feet. No good. Rebounded now by Schultz. Schultz to Parrish. Down to McMahon. McMahon puts on the floor. Peels back now. Throws it into Dent. Dent turnaround. Shot from 6 feet. Good. 10-7. Tigers down three with 3:05 left to play first quarter. And Tigers are going to slow the pace of the game just a bit. Jay, what do you see?
Well, Tiger's got to guard the paint because Knox County's been driving in a lot, and that's been hurting Tigers the most.
Meanwhile, a shot by Thomas is no good, rebounded by Justin Hazen. Hazen's having trouble holding on to it. Is the Knox County defenders are pretty pesky. Hazen now gets it out to the left elbow. His shot's no good, rebounded now by Kylie Watson. Watson throws it off a defender's foot for Knox County, and it'll be a sheer ball from out of bounds. Tigers line up in an I formation. They hand off to Hazen. Hazen now top the key for Kale Watson. Kale Watson gets it inside to Kylie Watson, but it's poked away there by Schultz, and Schultz now gives it out to Parrish. Parrish on the left side. Back to Schultz, top the key, now right wing for Andrew Parrish. And his shot is no good, rebounded by Justin Hazen. Hazen gets it inside to Kylie Watson, ball fake, off the glass, no good, rebounded by Kale Watson, off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound again, kicks out to Justin Hazen, who's interfered with by Ryan Furtick. He kind of ran into him there, and Hazen will reset the offense with 1:55 left to play first quarter. Hazen now top the key for Ryan Furtick. Furtick ball fake all the way into the lane. Throws up an odd-looking shot, rebounded there by Kylie Watson. Watson shot up the glass is good. Furtick drove into the lane and just kind of flipped it away from himself. And somehow Kylie Watson caught it and was able to put it up and in. 9-10, Tigers trail by one with 1:35 left to play. Denton has the ball and throws a nice pass inside to Osmus. Tyson Osmus, who's just entered the game. And Osmus was kind of surprised it was coming at him and hit him in the hands and went out of bounds. That's a tough place to get a pass, is right in the hands, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, and from my personal experiences, several have gone off my fingers that way.
Tigers have the ball now, left elbow for Kale Watson, top the key now for Justin Hazen. Hazen puts on the floor right wing now for Matt Thomas, tries to work around McMahon. His shot is up off the glass, no good, rebounded by Schultz. Has it poked away by Kylie Watson, and it goes now to Parrish on the left wing now, top the key for Schultz as he passes inside to a new big man for the Knox County Eagles. It was Shane Klaus who put the shot down. 9-12, Tigers trail, and Justin Hazen's three is no good, and Klaus has the board, but they're going to say Ryan Furtick came in, got his hands on it, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow says it'll stay at the Tigers. Jacob Shipman enters the game for Ryan Furtick now with 47 seconds left. We'll see what the Tigers are doing in the first quarter. Ball inbounded to Kale Watson, feeds it into Jacob Shipman. Triple team now back out to Justin Hazen. Hazen to Watson. Watson for three. Yeah, it's good. 12 balls, your score with 35 seconds left to play first quarter. Parrish has the right wing now for Parrish. Now to Klaus inside. And he was fouled, but it was before the shot. Oh, Klaus will take it out of bounds. Klaus gets it inside to Parrish. Andrew Parrish, that is. Now to Schultz, back to Parrish. And we're going to have a push-off on they're going to get Klaus of Knox County with the push-off. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He pushed off, and they get the ball back? No, they changed it. They've called Jacob Shipman now with the push-off. Originally, it was double foul. I think it was a double foul. Each of them pushed off. Pushing underneath. Anyway, Knox County has it. Andrew Parrish gets it into Osmus. Osmus, nice pass into Klaus. Klaus back out to Andrew Parrish. Parrish shot about the three. Now gives it to his brother, Zach. Zach dribbles into the lane. And he's fouled with 7.9 seconds left in the first quarter. He'll shoot free throws. No, he won't shoot free throws. They said it was before the shot. They get into Andrew Parrish, and it's poked out of bounds now by Matt Thomas, who is able to get it back off of Parrish before it went out of bounds. So it'll be Tiger ball with 7 seconds left here in the first quarter. They get it into Kale Watson. Watson with the ball fake with two. With one, he passes, and the shot is going to be off and good, but it was after the buzzer rang. And so, after one quarter, a back-and-forth quarter, a fast-paced quarter, everything happened in that quarter, Jay. We're tied at 12. Jay, what do you think?
Well, Shipman's making a pretty good comeback. He injured his foot at the practice on Saturday, so he's doing pretty well.
Jay, what do we need to do now in the second quarter to come out with a lead?
Well, I think we need to take better shots and overall protect the ball better because we're not doing a very good job of that.
Knox County ball to start the second quarter. Schultz gets it into McMahon. McMahon up the left side. Now back to Schultz. Schultz directs traffic, gets it into Klaus. Klaus from the free throw line. Shot no good. Gets his own board. Puts it up. Second shot's no good, but he was fouled. How tall do you reckon that Klaus is? Does it list height? It does not list height. I'd say he's 6'5". What do you think?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
His first free throw is up and off the front of the rim. No good. One, two, three, four dribbles for Klaus. The second shot is up and no good as well. Rebounded by Jacob Shipman. Shipman to Justin Hazen on the right side. Hazen brings it up for the Tigers. Starts things on the top of the key right wing for Cale Watson. Cale Watson to Thomas. Thomas left wing and hits Justin Hazen right in the head. He picks it back up though now to Cale Watson. That had a little more zing on it than Hazen thought it did. Hazen gets the ball and shoots from 8 feet. His shot is no good. And on the rebound, I think they're going to get Jacob Shipman with the push. No, they're going to say Matt Thomas was in there pushing. That's his third foul. Man, he is getting his money's worth this evening. Zach Parrish has it at the top of the key. He's dribbling, guarded closely by Hazen. Now to Dent. Two hands above the head. Ball fake. Gets it inside to Schultz. Schultz blocked by Ryan Fertig. Zach Parrish comes in and picks it up before Ryan Fertig can collect it. And Parrish is fouled as he drives into the hoop. Foul was on Justin Hazen. That is the sixth team foul by Bashir here in the first half. Dent gets it inbounds to Parrish. Now back outside to McMahon. Ball fake. Pumps up and fires from 18. Shot no good. Rebounded by Klaus, and his shot is up and good. 14-12. Tigers trail by two with 6:50 left to play in the second quarter. Hazen has it on the left wing. Ball fake. Now off to Kelly Watson inside to Jacob Shipman. Mini ball fakes, and his shot is no good, but he was fouled by Shane Klaus. Shipman toes the charity strike. Throws up a shot that does not fall. Didn't have the right kind of bounce on that one. Jay, do you have any insight?
Well, Tigers need to cut down on the fouls as they have six and Knox County only has two.
That's right. You kind of got to figure that fouls should equal out, so we'll see what happens. Shipman's second free throw is good. It's 13-14. Tigers trail by one. Now 6:30 left to play second quarter. Dent gets it inside to Husted. Husted has it poked away by Shipman but recovers in the left corner. Husted out to Schultz. Now trying to get it inside to Dent. It's knocked out to Schultz. Now picked up by Tyler Watson. Watson gives it over to Hazen on the left side. Hazen's running up the floor. Gets the left wing for Cale Watson. No look pass inside to Jacob Shipman. He's turning guarded by Dent. He can't even see. Now he throws it right into the hands of McMahon. Coast to coast. Good. For the layup. 16-13. 6 minutes left to play. Second quarter. Tigers down three. Left wing for Cale Watson. Ball fake. Now puts it on the floor. Top of the key. Goes right side. Gets it inside to Jacob Shipman. Trying to get a little space between him and his defender. Now to Justin Hazen. Top of the key. Hazen, right wing for Ryan Fertig. Fertig puts on the floor and now gives it off to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson has it poked away, picks it back up himself, top of the key for Cale Watson. Inside the free throw line for Jacob Shipman, and he's fouled. Zach Parrish with the reach in. Well, that'll be the 13th foul on Max County. First on Parrish. Osmus comes in for Knox County. Cale Watson. Nobody within 10 feet of him, and he was getting ready to make a crisp pass, and while he was doing it, he shuffled his feet. A turnover for Brashear. 5:30 left to play. Second quarter, Tigers down three. Knox County has the ball. McMahon working top the key. Gets it inside to Houston. Houston guarded closely by Ferdig and Justin Hazen. They were sandwiching him. He shuffled the feet as he was trying to get the ball out around him. Hazen has it now for the Tigers, top the key. Hazen left wing for Cale Watson. Watson takes it inside to the lane, now gives it back out to Ryan Ferdig, left elbow for Shipman. He's not shy about shooting. This one's off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Justin Hazen. A nice job to get it before it goes out of bounds. Hazen right wing now for Ryan Ferdig, dribbles into the lane, shot no good. Rebounded there by Dent. Strong board by Dent, and he gives it off to McMahon, who's going to pull up and hand back to Dent. Dent going inside the lane, and he's fouled. Dent is starting to come alive into the game, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, he's a pretty big boy, and he's been sure using that paint well.
That's a 17th foul on Brashear. It'll be 1-1 from here on out. Dent's first is good. 17-13, Tigers trail it. Second shot from Dent is on its way. Good as well. 4:45 left to play. Second quarter. Tigers trail 18-13. Hazen has a top the key ball fake. Now over to Cale Watson. Watson top the key for Ryan Ferdig. Holds above his head. Now back out to Cale Watson for three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebounded there by Dent. Dent gives it now to Zach Parrish, and Parrish will bring it up for Knox County. Right wing for Houston. Houston looking to get it across to McMahon. Won't do it. Now gives it back to Zach Parrish. Parrish out to Osmus. Osmus, strong dribble now inside to Dent. Dent working on Kylie Watson. No contest. Dent took it right to the hole and put it up and in. Brashear starting to get a little frustrated. And now Knox County gives a standing ovation. I mean, it was impressive, but it wasn't standing ovation impressive. Tigers trail 20-13 with 4:10 left to play, and Tigers really need to come out and weather the storm. What do they have to do, Jay?
Well, first of all, they need to, and like I said before, they need to take care of their shots and the ball in general, and they need to cut down on the fouls as they still outnumber Knox in that category.
Well, they're working against the odds here, as Knox County probably has totaled, all things considered, a full 2 feet height advantage on all the Brashear players. Dent and Klaus alone are at least 6 inches taller than most of the Brashear players. So the Tigers on rebounds really need to stay low and box out to be able to get a hold of them, or else Dent and Klaus are just going to clean up. It'll be Brashear ball. They get it right wing for Cale Watson. Now out to Jacob Shipman. Shipman with ball fakes. Tries to get it inside to Kylie Watson. It's picked off by Osmus. Osmus now to McMahon. Under 4 minutes to play now in the second quarter. Right wing for Parrish. Andrew, that is. Now back out to McMahon. McMahon left wing for Houston. Houston cross-court pass to Zach Parrish. Or, excuse me, that's still Andrew Parrish. Now McMahon top of the key. Now inside to Dent. Out to McMahon. Inside to Osmus. Osmus blocked by Jacob Shipman. Don't bring that weak stuff, Shipman says. He won't block too many tonight with the big boys, but he finally got that one. Hazen has it now left wing for Cale Watson. He throws it right in the hands of Dennis Dent. Dent just takes up a lot of space inside and is tough to see around, tough to get anything through him. Right wing for Zach Andrew Parrish, that is. I'm just going to say Parrish so nobody else gets confused at home. Hazen has it now as the ball was picked off by Brashear. Hazen goes down and hands off to Jacob Shipman, who misses a three, and Parrish gets it out to McMahon. McMahon on the right side pulls up before he goes into the lane as Brashear was bringing a lot of defenders. He gives the right wing now for Osmus inside to Dent. Dent looks confused, gets rid of it. Passes off to Osmus inside now to McMahon. Out to Parrish. Parrish across to Osmus. Osmus from 15. In and out, rebounded by Kylie Watson. And Watson has a terrible pass, but it's picked up by his brother. Hazen now on the right wing is going to slow things down. 2013, Tigers still trail it. Under 2:30 left to play now. Second quarter. Kylie Watson back to Kale Watson. Kale Watson over to Justin Hazen. It's poked away by Osmus, corralled by Ryan Ferdig. Ferdig was in the right place at the right time to get that before Osmus went coast to coast. 2:10 left to play now. Second quarter. Ferdig has on the left elbow. Now out to Kale Watson. Kale Watson dribbles and passes down into the baseline for Shipman, but Shipman had to reach for it and stretched out over the baseline, so it's out of bounds. Shipman turns it over. Andrew Parrish into Zach Parrish for some clarification there. Parrish loses it, picks it back up himself before Kale Watson can get his hands on it to Schultz. Now back to Parrish to Parrish. Andrew fires across the court to Schultz. Schultz gets it inside to Dent. Dent, no contest. Up and in. 22-13. Tigers trail by 9. 1:45 left to play second quarter. Justin Hazen through the legs, dribbling over defending Zach Parrish and inside the Ryan Ferdig, who gets the little teardrop shot to fall. 15-22. Tigers trail by just 7 now with 1:29 left to play in the second quarter. Knox County wants to talk about it. Jay, what do we need to do?
Well, there's been a lot of shooting going on for the Tigers, and if they just conserve the ball and use less energy on fast plays, then they'll have a better chance in the second half and overall in the game.
Well, the Knox County Eagles have gone to a big man playing there in the last minute 30. They have close and Dent both in there right now, so the Tigers are going to find themselves at a terribly large height disadvantage. They get the ball into Schultz, who gives it now to Andrew Parrish. Parrish back out to Schultz. Schultz right wing for McMahon. McMahon to Schultz to Parrish. Around the horn, they're working it, trying to get it into one of those big men. Now Andrew Parrish launches a three off the front iron, no good, rebounded by Dent. Dent travels, they didn't call it, back out to Parrish. Parrish to McMahon. McMahon, ball fake, now on the floor, 1:02 left to play. McMahon into Dent, out to Parrish. Parrish on the left elbow. Now throws out to Schultz. Schultz dribbles into the right elbow. Now inside to Klaus. Klaus in and out. Reed gets his own board, puts it up, no good, rebounded this time by Shipman. 47 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. They get the ball down to Kyle Watson, and he's fouled. Watson will shoot two free throws. Dent came in with the foul. And Watson will go to the line, trailing by 7. We'll see if he can cut it to a 5-point lead. Watson's shot is up and off the rim, no good. Kylie Watson's second shot is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Schultz. Schultz with a strong rebound gets it now out to McMahon. 36 seconds left in the second quarter, and it's a bad pass by McMahon into Schultz as there was a huge gap. He went from side to side of the gym with the pass. Ryan Ferdig tried to close on it and couldn't do it in time, and he fouled Schultz, so Schultz will shoot a 1-1. He shots up and good. He'll shoot a second. 15-23 is the score. Schultz takes a couple dribbles, fires up the second shot. It's good as well. 15-24, 31 seconds left in the second quarter. Tigers should hold for the last shot, I would think. Left wing for Ryan Ferdig. Ferdig puts on the floor. On to the right side. Now to Justin Hazen. Hazen top the key for Kale Watson. Watson around the horn. Now top the key for Kylie Watson. Dribbles into the free throw lane, into the lane. And it's a missed shot rebounded by Dennis Dent, and he throws it out for Andrew Parrish, who was starting to run the sideline, and it went out of bounds.
Should have got a lot better shot on that one before putting it up.
That's right. She was going to have the last 10 seconds. They inbound it, get it inside to... They tried to get it into Shipman, and it's picked off by Dent, and now McMahon's going to go down the length of the court, and he's not going to get a shot off in time, so the Tigers will go in to halftime, trailing the Knox County Eagles 15-24. We'll see what they can do in the second half, see if they can come back. Well, we're getting ready to start the second half now. First half stats for you for the Knox County Eagles. Dennis Dent led all scorers with 8 points. Corey Schultz had 6. Shane Klaus had 4. Ethan Husted, Daniel McMahon, and Zach Parrish each had 2 points. And for the Tigers, leading scorer was Ryan Furtick and Kyler Watson. They each had 4. Cale Watson and Justin Hazen each had 3. And Jacob Shipman had a point. Jay, Tigers find themselves down 9 here. What do they have to do to rally?
Well, in the second half, I think the Tigers are going to have to make sure they put some defense on the big boys from Knox, Bent and Klaus.
We'll see if they can do it. Kyle Watson can inbound. Tigers have the ball first. Into Justin Hazen, and we're ready to go. Hazen right wing for Cale Watson. Watson dancing around the outside of the arc. Gets it off to Justin Hazen, now right wing for Cale Watson. Watson inside to Kylie Watson. Gives it out to Jacob Shipman. Ball fake inside to Cale Watson. Double pump, shot no good, rebounded by Dennis Dent. Dent is a man among boys when it comes to rebounding. They get it down to Schultz on the left side, now out to Zach Parrish across to Husted. Husted to McMahon, back out to Husted. Husted now inside to Dent. Dent from the free throw line out to Zach Parrish. Now inside to Dent again from the elbow. Now out to Zach Parrish for 3. Yes. Shot good, 27-15, Tigers trail. Justin Hazen has it now left wing for Cale Watson. Cale Watson's dribbling around the top of the key. Tries to get it inside to Shipman. Shipman along the baseline. Dribbles out and gets it to go. Nice work there by Shipman to dance along the baseline and get a shot up off the glass. Tigers down 10 as they trail 17-27 with 6:50 left to play third quarter. They're working in the corner for Schultz now to the top of the key for Parrish inside to Schultz again, whose shot is awkward and does not fall. Rebounded by Shipman. Oh, and Husted cleverly comes in and gets his hand on the ball. And Shipman is not happy about it. It's easy to tell when Shipman isn't happy. He has all of his expressions so poignantly done on his face. They are very easy to tell his emotions. The ball is worked inside now to Husted, and he's fouled on the shot. He'll shoot a couple free throws. Foul is going to be on Ryan Furtick. Just his first foul. Nah, that's his second foul. I lied to you. 6:32 left in the third quarter. Husted's shot is up and no good. Tigers down 17-27. Husted, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dribbles. 6, 7, 8 dribbles. I've never seen anybody dribble that much, but he got it to go. 28-17 is the score. They get the ball down to Cale Watson. The Tigers do. Watson has it at the top of the key. Right wing now for Hazen. Hazen ball fake. Now puts it on the floor. Left side for Furtick. Now all the way down to Cale Watson along the baseline. Dribbles in. Off the glass and good. 19-28 Tigers trail. 16 left to play third quarter. Zach Parrish. Top the key. Left wing now for McMahon. McMahon inside to Dent. Dent loses the handle on it. And Justin Hazen gets it, but his foot was on the line. It'll stay with Knox County with 6:01 left to play third quarter action. Dent looking inbound. Now gives it out to Schultz. Schultz over to McMahon. McMahon now out to Schultz again inside to Dent. Dent's shot is blocked by Jacob Shipman. Dent probably has 6 inches on Shipman, and Shipman somehow blocks Dent's shot. Hazen inside now to Shipman. Shipman on the right baseline. Somehow goes through a double team and puts it up in his. Shipman must be working some voodoo or something here in the second half. He's making some amazing plays. Ball now by Knox County is from Schultz inside to Dent. Now out to Zach Parrish. Parrish into the free throw line. Shot no good up the front of the rim. Rebounded by Dent, and nobody was going to block that. He put it up and in from close range. 5-20 left to play third quarter. Tigers trail 21-30. Left wing from Hazen to Ryan Furtick. Furtick, ball fake inside to Kale Watson. Watson dribbled triple team now out to Hazen. Hazen, ball fake from the three-point line. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Shipman. He's up and over the back. Hey, Shipman was trying to get the rebound, but he got up and over the back of Tyson Osmus. Osmus will take it out of bounds with 5:04 left to play third quarter. Osmus finally finds Schultz running to the ball. Schultz back to Osmus. Osmus is a fairly large post player. I don't think they want him handling the ball a lot. They get it to him running, though, towards the basket, and he's perfectly fine with that. Puts up a bad shot, though, as it kind of flailed in front of the basket and never hit anything. Rebounded by Shipman, now to Kale Watson. 4:45, let's play third quarter. Watson out to Justin Hazen. Hazen puts on the right baseline, now picks up his dribble, is in bad shape, flips it out to Kylie Watson. Watson now to Watson. Kale Watson's dribbling into the lane. Gives it off to Kylie Watson. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebounded now by Schultz, and Schultz is going to have it. Oh, Hazen and Watson both got their hands on it, and instead of calling the jump ball, they called a foul on Hazen. That'll be Hazen's second foul. 4:29, let's play third quarter. Knox County ball, third team foul on Brashear. None so far this half on Knox County. Osmus into Schultz. Down to Jacob Shipman. Has to go off his foot out of bounds. Now, Knox County will take it out from underneath their own basket. Dent into Schultz. Back to Dent. Power move. And he's fouled. Ryan Furtick hacked Denton on the power move. I believe that's Furtick's fourth or third. Third foul on Furtick. Matt Thomas is going to come into the game for Furtick. I think Thomas also has three fouls. Osmus trying to get it inbound. Gives it to Denton on the outside part of the three-point line. Gives it now to McMahon. McMahon now inside to Schultz. Schultz pulls up from 12 feet. Shot up and in. Pretty stop and pop there by Schultz. Hazen now with it for Brashear. Gives it to the left corner for Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson dribbles out. Looks inside to the left elbow for Shipman. Shipman ball pick. Now puts on the floor on the left side of the lane. Holy cow! Double pumps in the air and puts it up off the glass. That was a nice play by Shipman. 23-32, Tigers trail, 3:40 left to play. And Knox County had Dent right into the basket. He missed the shot. They keep getting offensive rebounds. And finally, it's poked out of bounds by Brashear. It will stay with Knox County. I bet they had three shots from 2 feet or less, and they missed the ball. Knox County is having trouble now all of a sudden. Osmus has it for Knox County and dribbles around from 2 feet. Can't miss it. Can't make it. And now Dent comes back onto the floor after he took it out of bounds, gets the board, puts it up. Shot was no good, but he was fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. Dent's first shot is good. 33-23, Tigers trail by 10. 3:32 left to play, third quarter. Second shot no good either, and they're going to get Osmus with a clanging elbow to the face of Kale Watson. That'll be the first foul on Knox County this half. First on Osmus as well. Right wing now from Hazen to Kale Watson. Watson inside to Trey Treasure. Now out to Matt Thomas just inside the arc. Splash! Nice shot there by Thomas. 3:14 left to play. Tigers trail 25-33. Dent has it. Straddling the timeline. Now gives it off to McMahon. McMahon on the right elbow out to Schultz. Schultz to McMahon again. McMahon, ball fake, tries to get it in the Dent. Dent comes up with it, but loses it to Trey Treasure. Treasure out to Hazen. Hazen with some fancy in-between-the-legs dribbling, now gives it out to Kale Watson. 2:50 left to play third quarter. Matt Thomas has it now on the left wing, kicks it out to Kale Watson, who tries to dribble into the lane, but they lock it up. Knox County doing a good job of defending that lane. Thomas has it now on the trying to get inside the lane. Now gives it to Kyle Watson, who's going to get into the lane and puts it up off the glass. Shot no good. Rebounded by Trey Treasure. His shot's blocked by Dent and Office. And then Dent recovers it, takes it, and throws it down the court to McMahon, who was wide open for the layup. 35-25. Tigers down 10. 2:20 left to play third quarter. It's poked away by McMahon. McMahon around the back save, but he was out of bounds. That is some razzle-dazzle on the basketball court. He couldn't get it to work, though. Jay, what do you think?
Well, Tigers need to find a play that works for them and actually get the ball down the floor, because Tigers have had about half the time with the ball that Knox County has so far.
Tigers try to run a play, and then they kind of break down, and it never works. Kale Watson dribbles in now and launches a shot no good. Rebounded by Trey Treasure. Shot no good. Rebounded by Osmond. I'll tell you something else Tigers need to do is rebound. They have not done that at all. Zach Parrish, coast to coast, shot no good. Dennis Dent comes in with the board and the hoop. 25-37, Tigers trail, 1:50 left to play third quarter. Kale Watson on the right elbow. Now flips it out to Hazen, top the key. Hazen, quick with the ball. And wasn't quick enough to pass it. He held it for 5 seconds. That is a turnover.
Well, so far this half, the Tigers haven't been able to control Dent under the basket, both rebounding and scoring, so they're going to have to find something that works and guard him a lot better.
Well, who called that timeout?
I think it was Knox County's coach.
Knox County has the ball. 1:40 left to play in the third quarter. They lead it by 12. 37-25. Tigers need to pick it up both offensively and defensively. I think they could get some open shots if they work it around. The Tigers could, but I don't know if they can hit them the way they're shooting tonight. Klaus has it on the outside edge of the three-point arc, and he gets it over to Osmus just inside the arc, and his shot is up and good. 39-25. Tigers trail by 14. Kale Watson has it now, and travels. He sets up the pass, and he brings the feet together, and that's a travel. 1:17 left to play third quarter. Tigers just completely breaking down. The ball is sent into McMahon. Kale Watson tried to come up with the steal, but overran it. Now out to Andrew Parrish. Parrish ball fake. Now to McMahon again. McMahon loses it, and it's on the floor. Thomas McMahon, Kale Watson, Zach Parrish, all on the deck. All have hands on it. That's a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Tigers. It'll be Tiger ball, and Ryan Ferdig comes in for Kale Watson. Ryan Ferdig now inside to Hazen. Hazen with 1 minute left to play, third quarter. Hazen, right wing, kicked out of bounds by McMahon.
Hopefully on this inbound play, Tigers can get something going, because they've had quite a downhill motion, and they've not been able to get it back up yet. So hopefully they can get something going here.
And as you were saying, they needed to get something going. They inbounded, and Ryan Ferdig missed a three-pointer. Knox County came away with the rebound. What happened here? Did Knox County lost it again out of bounds? They set up in a 2-3 defense for the last 50 seconds of the third quarter. Hazen has it at the top of the key, guarded by Caleb Schubert. Now gives it off to Matt Thomas on the left wing. He goes baseline, fires up a 15-foot shot off the back of the rim. No good, rebounded by Trey Treasure, and he's fouled by Osmus. Treasure with a nice board there. Kind of just popped out of his shoes for it, really. He got way up for that. And he was rewarded with a foul from Osmus. Tiger ball now out from underneath their own basket with 36 seconds left. Ferdig comes in as soon as he gets the ball, fires up a shot, and it bounces home. 27-39, Tigers trail by 12 with 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Zach Parrish is going to hold up for the last shot of the game. He's working at the timeline, almost stepped over it, but did not. Andrew Parrish now to Osmus. Osmus with 16. Now to Klaus. Klaus out to Andrew Parrish. Parrish cross court to his brother Zach. Into Osmus again. Osmus out to Zach with 8 seconds. Down to 7. Right wing for Andrew Parrish with 5. Back to Schubert. Schubert with 3. Schubert pass is blocked, and Andrew Parrish corrals it and gets a shot up from 12 feet before the buzzer rings, but it does not fall home. And the Tigers are going to go into the fourth quarter down 39-27. Jade, the third quarter was not kind to the Brashear Tigers, as they had many troubles.
Yeah, most of the scoring from Knox County had come in that one little short period, and the Tigers were just now trying to catch back up. So if they can manage to get something going, they might have a better chance in the fourth quarter.
They have to somehow shut down Dent and the explosive Knox County offense. They really don't have much trouble scoring. And the times they do miss is not because of Brashear's pressure. It's because they just flat out miss. They just aren't on. So the Tigers need to find some lockdown defense and some better offense. We'll see what happens. We got 8 minutes to come back. Knox County starts with this. They get it into Dent. Now back out to Schultz. Schultz top the key down to Zach Parrish. Parrish back to Schultz, and this is going to be some good clock burner for Knox County. They get it into Klaus, now to Dent. Dent now into Klaus. Klaus has it reached in and grabbed by Trey Treasure, and he pulls it away. Treasure is probably 5 inches shorter than Klaus, and he just reached in and took it away from him. Jump ball, though, and the possession order does favor the Tigers. Right wing for Ryan Furtick now with 7:30 left to play, fourth quarter. Furtick dribbles inbounds, loses it. Picked up by Trey Treasure. Treasure goes inside, and they're going to get Klaus with a foul. No, it was on Schultz. Schultz with a reach-in foul. And now Shipman and Cale Watson come into the game for Matt Thomas and Ryan Furtick. Ball's going to be in by Kyle Watson. They can't find anybody. He gets it out of Cale Watson, who gets it out to Justin Hazen. Hazen left wing for Watson. Watson around to the top. Now right wing for Hazen. Hazen puts it on the floor. Looking back. Now gives it to Cale Watson. Watson into the lane. Pops. The shot's no good. Rebounded by Dent to Parrish. Zach Parrish is guarded closely by Cale Watson. Now he gets a right wing for Schultz into Dent. Back to Schultz. Back to Dent. Dent on the baseline. Power move. No good. His shot is rebounded by Klaus. Klaus comes up a little lame on that play. I think he hurt his leg. He seems to be a little better now. Hazen has it now for the Tigers. Right wing for Jacob Shipman. Shipman right wing now for Cale Watson. Yes! And that might start the comeback. 30-39. Tigers trail now only 9 with 6:30 left to play fourth quarter. Schultz has it. Bringing up the left side now to Caleb Schubert. Schubert left wing for Parrish inside to close. His shot is waved off. It fell, but it's waved off, and he was fouled by Brashear. That'll be the 16th foul. Fouled by Trey Treasure. That'll be his first. Tigers can't afford to send them to the 1-1 later when they have their next foul. 6:19 left to play. From here on in, every foul is a 1-1 situation, Jay. That can't be good.
Well, the Tigers really need to stop fouling because they got many team members deep in the foul trouble. So they just need to keep their hands off of the opposing defense.
Dent, meanwhile, misses a little floater. Instead of going up with power, he tries the little finesse game, and it didn't work. Rebounded by Brashear, and they're off to the races. Furtick goes down and misses a shot, rebounded by Kylie Watson, and then gives off to Jacob Shipman. It's poked out of bounds there by McMahon. 5:52 left to play in the fourth quarter. Tigers only down 9. Now they've closed the gap. Ball inbounded to Cale Watson. They need some more threes is what they really need. He has it Now gives it to Justin Hazen, now to Fertig. Fertig on the left wing, dribbles around, over the head pass to Cale Watson, and he's going to be fouled by Schultz, I believe. Yeah, Schultz reached in and fouled him. Cale Watson to take it out of bounds for the Tigers. 5:40 left to play, fourth quarter. The ball's tipped. Tipped out of bounds now by Knox County. Jay, that's about as close as the action as we get, as the ball came down and almost hit us in the feet. Fertig now set to take it out of bounds and gets it into Hazen. Hazen at the top of the key. Ball fake. Now right wing. Tipped off by McMahon. His pass was. Gives it to Zach Parrish. Holy cow! What a defensive block by Fertig. Zach Parrish is a pretty short guy. Fertig runs in, jumps over him almost, jumps around him, gets his hand over his head and blocks it. And they're going to say it was simultaneous possession, and it's a jump ball. Possession error goes to Knox County. Knox County fans were not happy with the call. They thought Parrish was fouled. Frankly, I almost have to agree with them with the way it looked, but I couldn't really tell from my point of view. Jay, what do you think?
Well, I think the refs made the right call because Fertig got his hands on it at the same time as Parrish, so I'd say they made the right call in the situation.
Meanwhile, the Tigers go down after a missed shot by Knox County. The Tigers go down with the ball and are fouled by Schultz again. That's his third foul, fifth team foul. Tigers get the ball in now to Fertig with 5:10 left to play. He gets it to Cale Watson. Watson's shot is an air ball. Rebounded by Schubert. Now to McMahon. McMahon ball fake up the left side. Ball picked off by Cale Watson. Watson coast to coast. He's not fouled. His shot was no good and he wasn't fouled, I guess. I don't know if it was blocked or what they called, but they called nothing. And he gets his own rebound though, and now they're working it inside to Cale Watson. It's blocked by Dent. His second shot's no good. Rebounded by Schubert. Schubert clears it off to Zach Parrish. Parrish working now with 4:30 left to play. Now top the key for McMahon. McMahon, ball behind his head. Now left wing for Schubert. Schubert puts on the floor. Now gets it right wing for Parrish. Parrish inside to Osmus. Osmus trying to get it into Dent. Now does. Free throw line. Now to Schubert. Schubert top the key for McMahon. McMahon has it stolen by Cale Watson. Watson, coast to coast shot, no good, rebounded by Ryan Fertig, and he missed it. He was standing 2 feet away from the basket and missed the shot. What's he doing? Rebounded now by Knox County, and they get it out to Zach Parrish, just a burn clock. The Tigers had a golden opportunity to score 2 points, and they blew it. Left wing now for Osmus. Osmus inside to Zach Parrish. His shot's no good. I stand corrected. I thought it was going to bounce out, and it got a friendly roll for Parrish and went in. 41-30. Tigers trail it by 11 now with 3:35 left to play fourth quarter. Cale Watson gives it to Ryan Fertig. Fertig dribbles into the lane, and he's in the midair and kind of gives off one of these little floaters, and he was fouled. He was fouled by Schubert, and Fertig kind of comes up a little lame on one ankle. But he's okay. He's going to shoot a pair of free throws. That's the 16th foul now in Knox County. So, from here on out, no matter what happens, no matter who gets hurt, no matter who gets fouled, it's going to be one-on-one opportunity. Fertig's first shot is good, as is his second. And so the Tigers reclose the gap to 9 points again, but it should be 7 because they botched that 2 foot. Nobody around. Basket. I don't understand it. And now, as Dent comes up for the pass on the inbound play, Jacob Shipman reaches around and fouls him, so it's an automatic 1-1.
Well, now Shipman's got 4, so the coach will pretty much have to take him out or risk him fouling out in these last few minutes of the game.
I think they're going to risk it because nobody's set to come in. Here we go. Dent's shot is up and in. That earns him a second one. Second shot is up and no good. Poked out of bounds by Cale Watson, but he had help. McMahon was pushing him from the back. Kylie Watson was going to settle for taking it out of bounds. No, the ref says, come on down, you can shoot a free throw or two. Watson ready for a one-and-one situation. And so we've had several shots now and only no time running off. Watson's shot is good. 33-42 is the score. 3:28 left to play. Fourth quarter action. Watson's second shot is good as well. 34-42. Tigers down by 8. Osmus gets it inside to Zach Parrish in the right corner. Parrish dribbles right up the middle of the floor. And he loses it. He slips and falls and travels. He travels. The floor must have been a little slick. And so it's Tigers ball. They take it out of bounds right in front of us. Close to the action again. They get it into Kyler Watson and he has it poked away. No, they're going to call a foul on Schultz, I believe. That'll be Schultz's fourth foul. 3:14 left to play, fourth quarter. Tigers trail at 34-42. But Watson's at the line again. He hit both of his last free throws. His first one's good.
Sure would be nice if Watson cut this Eagle lead to 6.
We'll see if he does. Hip, hip, he did it. All right, Zach Parrish all the way up the Tiger defense, right wing down for Schultz. Schultz ball fake, may have traveled, gets it inside, not a Dent. Dent power move, up and no good. Rebound by, no, Kylie Watson was right there. And Osmus is over his back, and Connor Watson is taking the Tigers, and he says, jump on my back. I'm going to carry you home. We'll see what happens here. Watson just being a beast on the boards and being everywhere, really, for the Tigers. Just a sophomore, Watson has proven to be perhaps the best player for Brashear, definitely in this game. His first shot is good. His second is as good as well. 38-42. Tigers have decreased the lead to 4 points. He dribbles, Zach Parrish dribbles across the timeline and says, I want a timeout. So, with 2:57 left in the game, the refs say, all right, Mr. Parrish, you can have it. And Knox County goes to talk things over and decide what they're going to do for the last 2 minutes and 57 seconds of this game. Jay, what does Brashear need to do?
Well, I think they need to get the ball in Tyler Watson's hands as much as possible because he's shooting free throws pretty well and he's been just all over the place being carrying the Tigers all by himself. So whatever they do, I think they need to get it into his hands.
Here we go. Osmus into Zach Parrish. Parrish brings it across the timeline for the Eagles. Has it now atop the key. 2:45 left to play. Now left wing tries to get it inside to Osmus, and who knocks it away? Kylie Watson. Parrish slides on the floor and gets it back. Heads up play there by Zach Parrish. He got it off to Dent, and Dent immediately gives it back to him. Parrish has it on the right wing, trying to get it inside now to Schultz, and reach around foul on Matt Thomas. That'll be a 1-1 opportunity now for Schultz. 2:31 left to play fourth quarter. Tigers trail by 4, but Schultz has an opportunity to increase that. His shot's no good. Rebounded by himself. Tigers fell asleep at the wheel on rebounding there, and they give it out to Zach Parrish to burn clock. 2:20 left to play fourth quarter. Parrish puts on the floor right to the side. Gives it now to Osmus down the heart of the lane, and he has it poked away and stolen. Stolen by Jacob Shipman, and Osmus out of frustration fouls him. And so Shipman, who I might add is a very good free throw shooter, will go down and shoot, I think it's 2 now. It's a guaranteed 2 shots. That's the 10th foul on Knox County. Shipman up and no good. I shouldn't have said nothing about him being a good free throw shooter. I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, let's hope the Tigers can get a rebound or Shipman makes a shot.
He made the second one. Tigers trail by 3, 39-42, 2:12 left to play fourth quarter. Zach Parrish dribbles up, now guarded closely by Hazen and Watson as Watson falls off now to go back to guard Osmond. Zach Parrish has it poked away by Hazen, but he picks it back up. Parrish, just working clock. Now gives it to McMahon. McMahon, mini ball fakes. Goes around the screen by Osmond, poked away by Matt Thomas. Now they pass to Schultz, now out to McMahon again, top of the key. McMahon looking, gives it to Zach Parrish. Parrish on the floor, back to McMahon. McMahon dribbles into the lane. Tries to flip it off to Osmus. Does. Osmus misses a shot. Rebound by Dent. Dent up and in at the foul. Woo! Dent's coming alive again. 39-44 is the score. Dent set to shoot one free throw, and Matt Thomas is done. That was his fifth foul. All right. Dent set to shoot free throws. Or I guess free throw. He got the shot. It's 44-39, and his free throw is good. 45-39. Exactly 90 seconds left to play in this game. Justin Hazen has the top of the key, and there's a timeout. Tigers are going to want to talk about this. So, Tigers take a timeout now with 1:26 left to play in the game. All right. Jay, what do you draw up to run for this next little inbound play and offensive setup?
Well, I'm not sure what Coach Williams is going to have them do in this situation. There are many things that they could do, but the boys will just have to follow her lead and obey whatever play she predicts for them.
What do you want them to do? What would you design?
I would say getting the ball into one of your guards' hands and try to work and try to get them to work it in low, driving into the paint.
I think you need to set up Hazen or Watson or Shipman or one of the 3-point shooters. Need to set them up on a screen or something, or in the middle, flank around the outside and get them a 3-point shot. I think that's what needs to happen. We'll see. Inbounded now to Cale Watson with 1:22 left to play in the fourth quarter. Now out to Kyle Watson, right wing for Hazen for three. Yeah, he hit it! He hits the three! 45-42, 1:12 left to play fourth quarter. McMahon ahead of the whole pack, now pulls it back. Cross to Zach Parrish. Parrish with 1:05 left to play. Parrish now to McMahon. McMahon is fouled. Cale Watson reaches in on the foul, and although he didn't want to do it, I don't think he kind of looked frustrated over it. I think it might be a good play. Let's see. Will this be two free throws for them? Yes. That was the 10th team foul, so they'll shoot an automatic two free throws. And that was Cale Watson's first foul of the game. Shot is good. Tigers have to go down immediately and launch another three, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, for them to have any chance left in this minute left in the game, they gotta get something going and fast.
McMahon's second shot was good as well. 47-42, Tigers trail. 54 seconds now. The pass goes out of bounds off of... Was it off of McMahon or was it just straight off of Watson? They're gonna say it's Knox County ball. Osmus set to inbound. Looking for Zach Parrish. Decides to give it to Schultz with 50 seconds. Schultz travels! 46.9 seconds left. The Tigers are going to talk things over again. They trail 42-47. And so the Tigers only down 5 points. They need to come out and they need to hit another three, Jay.
Yeah, I'd say this late in the game, they need to get some outside shots going from either Hazen or Watson because they've been the most consistent from outside the three-point line.
You got to hit a three here. A three is a must.
Yeah.
All I don't know if they're going to let it kind of develop like it did last time, or if they're going to design something specifically for one of those players. Last time, it just kind of, the play just kind of unfolded into Hazen shooting it. This time, with only 46 seconds, that's a lot of time. But you're down five. You're not just down to three. You need to kind of set things up in a hurry. Kale Watson's open. He drives into the lane. Shipman wide open. Scores a two. A quick two is okay. 44-47. Tigers down three. They get the ball into Zach Parrish. Does Knox County. 32 seconds left, and they foul him. I think that's going to be on Ferdig. I stand corrected. Kylie Watson reached in for the foul. That's his third. Two free throw shots for Zach Parrish. His shot is up and good. That gives them a four-point lead with 32.2 seconds left. Second shot is good as well. Tigers down five again. They need a three-pointer now, I think. Kale Watson brings it up. Goes around the screen set by Kyler Watson. Now right wing for Hazen. Back to Kale Watson. He sets up, launches. Oh, hits it. He hit it. 47-49. 18 seconds left. And they foul. Kale Watson fouls. That's just his second. 16.3 seconds. The Tigers have run off too much time before they start shooting these threes, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, and they fouled McMahon, which he sunk both his free throws last time, so let's hope he doesn't do it again.
We'll see. Bends the knees, fires up. It bounces around, but it goes down. They're up three right now. A missed shot. The Tigers can go down and tie with 16.3 seconds. Plenty of time, plenty of time. Second shot is good. Tigers down four. And Knox County takes a timeout. And Jay, I have to wonder this. Does Knox County immediately foul to make sure the Tigers don't go down and get another three?
Well, that's an interesting strategy, and I think Knox County might use that here in these last 16 seconds because Tigers have been pretty hot from the three-point line here lately, and they don't want them getting close enough to score with the last-minute shot.
I think as soon as the Tigers get the ball in bounds, Knox County is going to come over and foul them. I think that's why they called the timeout to decide that. Knox County is the one that called the timeout, not Brashear. So I think he has it set up, the coach for Knox County, Coach Crawford. I think he has it set up to foul as soon as they get it in bounds. We'll see. It's full court pressure, of course. We expected that. Kylie Watson set to inbound. 16.3 seconds left. Tigers down by four. Ball inbounded to Shipman. They are not fouling. Shipman comes up the court. Shipman goes inside. Shipman shoots a two and makes it.
And immediately Sarah Williams calls a timeout.
I like the points, Jay. But you know what's going to happen. Knox County is going to inbound the ball. The Tigers are going to immediately foul. Well, first they're going to go for a steal. It's not going to happen. Well, I guess it could, but likely, Knox County is going to get the ball. Brashear's going to foul. If they go down and hit both free throws, that's pretty well iced the game against the Tigers. I think the last play, they should have set up and taken a three. I could be wrong. I don't get paid big money to be a coach. But I think you should have set up for a three.
That might have been a wiser situation given the conditions here.
Here we go. Auspice to inbound for Knox County. He gets it in to Parrish, and he's fouled by Justin Hazen. 7.9 seconds. It took 1.1 seconds to foul him. Parrish is a good free throw shooter. If he hits them both, the Tigers are in really bad shape. Here we go. Parrish steps up to the line, bends his knees, fires the shot. Good! He hit it. Eagles are up 52-49.
Tigers can hope to tie with the last second three-pointer, but if he makes the next one, that'll surely kill the game.
No.
Tigers hopes.
He missed it, and Kyler Watson gets the board. Down to Jacob Shipman. Shipman, what's he doing? He goes in for two and misses it.
The Tigers lose this ball game, 49-52. They go home crying, I guess. Knox County comes away with the victory, and I have to wonder what Shipman was thinking when he goes down for a two-pointer with less than 5 seconds when he gets the ball, less than 5 seconds. He goes down for a two-pointer instead of launching a three. You had to have three to tie it. Does he not know the situation? I don't understand it, but the Tigers fail and fall to Knox County this evening. The girls won, though. Girls won. The boys lost. And kind of really just depressing there at the very end. But we'll join you next time here in Brashear Broadcasting. It's been fun. And I'm Tyler Killen, joined with...
I'm Jay Scudder, so we're signing off.
We'll see you next time.